We continue on with our Coach's Insight programs here on KR93.7 tonight, talking more Hill Mounts Academy hoops, and the Ravens boys coach Christian Wessel joining us for a few minutes. It is presented by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. A big win against Christ Prep on Tuesday night on the road. That was a 76-41 final. But Coach, a couple other games, you know, since we last spoke as well, and obviously you guys are playing some good basketball right now with a nice little winning streak going, but I guess let's just talk about the Christ Prep game. 76-41, this late in the year, going on the road, a non-league game. You know, it's always maybe a challenge, you know, kind of playing these private schools, and you've played a team like Bishop Ward twice, and, you know, certainly familiar in that aspect, but another dominant win for you guys, and we'll go there at Christ Prep on Tuesday night. Just talk about that game and how much you liked your team's performance in that victory.
I was really happy with how our kids played Tuesday. We came out real aggressive, which is something we've struggled with. I don't know, the first quarter, and we came out real quick in the first quarter aggressive. I thought our defense was some of the better defense we've played all year. Our on-ball defense in particular got a lot better. And then the shooting was great. And Dark hit 7 threes, which helps. And then a bunch of other kids were firing up, and we were just hitting everything. And so it was really good to go down, you know, a little bit of fatigue setting in with all the games going on and makeup games. But, yeah, really proud of our performance.
Yeah, Darek. Yeah, Darek, we honored him a couple weeks ago as one of our athletes of the week. He's had obviously a tremendous season for you guys, and you got your top scorers for sure. But, you know, at this point in the year, to make a deep run, you need those role players to be involved. You know, talk about maybe that second-tier group of kids and the production you're getting from them and how crucial those kids have been, you know, throughout your success so far.
Yeah, our scoring is super balanced across the board as a whole. I mean, I think we had five or six kids that have been in the double points. So, you know, we have just kids that are coming out and doing some great things for us. And, Owen Dulac comes out, you know, he's our point guard, and he comes up with just a ton of speed, helps us out, especially defensively. And then coming off the bench, our other point guard, Bo Wirtz, it's really nice to have two point guards. You know, Bo Wirtz, super technical player, great offensive player. And so those two are really doing a great job setting up so much of our success offensively. Without them, I don't think we would be nearly the offensive team that we are. You know, Raheem Thompson, and then DJ are down the post, and they're progressing. You know, they're pretty new to basketball, but they have some natural size. And so, you know, they're getting a lot of things figured out for us. We have Leon Turner coming off the bench, Adric Korbelik. Adric gives us a lot of offensive shooting as well. And then Leon, he's just a defensive magnet, probably one of the best defensive players I've coached. So, it's an all-around effort. It's an all-around group. I'm just super proud of them.
Yeah, and you guys certainly controlling your own destiny here in the final three games of the regular season for another league championship, and it certainly starts with a tough one on Friday at home against Horton. We know how good they have been, you know, over the last few seasons under head coach David Losey. You know, they have good size, good guard play, good size at the guard position, just an all-around good basketball team. And, you know, they're playing hot at the right time. They've won four consecutive games and sit here at 13-4. So it's certainly a marquee matchup on Friday. You get them at home, but a crucial game. You know, just talk about the matchup this time around, kind of the expectations, a few keys, and what do you want to see from your team on Friday night?
Horton's a great team. Coach does a great job with them up there. You know, they're going to play hard. I think, you know, containing the inside, Dante Masqua, I think he's one of the best posts in the league. And so, you know, working on that, but then also they have a guard. And when they shoot, they can shoot. And, I mean, they have a lot of offensive abilities, and they play really good defense. You know, and so for us, it's going to be handling ourselves first and foremost, doing what we want to make sure that we're trying to do, work the rebound, win loose balls, control a good fast-paced tempo. You know, I think for us in big games, we've moved the ball really well the past couple of games. You know, this is a big game. The kids know it's a big game. It's our winter court night. And so there's just a lot of energy and hype around this game, which is good. But we just want to make sure we prevent it from becoming ISO ball and we kind of lose our flow. So I think if we move the ball, that's going to be one of our main priorities. And, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night of basketball.
Yeah, there's no school hotter in the on the basketball floor right now than Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Of course, we just talked to Luke Knoll and 10 consecutive wins for the Raven girls. You guys have won 7 consecutive games. It's going to be a monster game on Friday at home. We'll have it here on Care 93.7. It'll be 14-2, Moore Hill Mounts Academy, and 13-4, Horton. Coach, we always appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you so much.